I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. Crime is up across the country and around the world. From Rio to Russia, international observers are reporting high rates of assaults, robberies, and murders. A recent United Nations and World Bank report from March of this year says the Caribbean, South Africa, and Western Africa are among the world's deadliest regions. The global statistics lead to what Moises Naim has called a crime pandemic. He is the editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine. His article on rising international crime rates appears in their July-August issue. Moises, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Let's begin with this. In your article, you say that it's hard for observers to reach a consensus on what causes crime surges. Now, most analysts use a formula that looks something like this: young males in a poor neighborhood, a lot of drugs, plus easy access to guns equals an environment ripe for violent criminal activity. But from what you've seen in your research, is it really that simple?
No, of course it's not simple. And of course, you can have those two elements, and different countries can have those in different combinations and have very different degrees of crime. What is very surprising is that unemployment and poverty don't seem to be a very major factor. When one thinks about what drives people into a life of crime, often, lack of opportunities, lack of jobs, dire poverty, it comes to mind as a major factor behind street crime. And the statistics don't bear that out. There are very, very poor countries that have very low or lower crime rates than countries that have higher economic GDP and a better economy and less poverty.
What kind of crime are we talking about? Are we talking about violent crime, murder, robbery, rape?
We're talking about all those. And in recent years, in many countries, it has become fashionable, tragically fashionable, to see and all sorts of kidnappings, carjackings. And in many countries, they have acquired very specific names because they happen in different varieties. So you get taken over and then taken around the city and to the ATM cards, ATM machines, and forced to get money out of your bank account, or your family is asked for not a significant amount of money. And so there is a lot of that going on, and crime and murder and violent crimes are rising everywhere.
Let's talk about the Caribbean for a moment. Why do you think that region has become the world's most murderous?
Nobody really knows. Again, your initial statement, I think, applies. The combination of a demographic where there is a lot of males, young males, where there is easy access to drugs and easy and plenty of guns. When you have that, you end up having a lot of crime. Also, there is a very, very dangerous idea that has taken root, and that is that crime is being fueled by social conditions.
Well, you know, the joint report by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime and the Latin America and Caribbean region of the World Bank say that the main problem is drug trafficking, even though the agency also said just yesterday, in fact, that global drug use and production are down. So what approaches to reducing crime are working globally?
Well, note that even that assertion is complicated, because you could argue that Afghanistan has far more drug trafficking than any island of the Caribbean. And yet, Afghanistan is not being as devastated by crime and kidnappings and all sorts of violent crime as these places in the Caribbean, notwithstanding, of course, the war that is going on there. But if you just look at crime statistics, Afghanistan is not as murderous as some places in the Caribbean. So even there, just equating drug consumption and drug trafficking is not enough. There's something else going on. Then you asked about this recent report about declining, which is a declining drug consumption around the world, just issued by the UN agency that specializes on these matters. It is a very perplexing report because the statistics are first not very reliable, but it is hard to explain how the UN could argue both that production is booming around the world and at the same time consumption is declining. It's very difficult to argue that both things are happening.
We have about a minute or so left. Let me bring the conversation to a close around this point. How much, in terms of crime, is being exported from one country to another? And is there a single place where crime begins and goes elsewhere?
No. Well, there is one of the things that is happening is that crime is spilling over borders as never before. And we have examples where, for example, the United States is exporting to Central America gangs and their technology of crime and mayhem. The Mara Salvatruchas, for example, are gangs that of Central American young people that have almost no relationship with their original countries, came here to the United States very young and then became criminals. And then they were extradited to their countries of origin, but there are countries with that to which they have no links. And they use, all they know is the technologies, and I call it that way very deliberately, that imply all sorts of mechanisms and text messaging and the internet and very violent crime in these countries that have very little capabilities to contain them.
Moises, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Moises Naim is editor-in-chief of Foreign Policy magazine. His article on the crime pandemic is in the magazine's July-August issue.